Welcome back to episode 11 of Shloshim Yoyim Kodem Achag. Today we're going to discuss moving chametz on Pesach, whether it's muktzah, what someone should do if he finds chametz in his home on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, and if somebody finds the chametz of a non-Jew in his home, what he should do, and if somebody finds chametz and is not sure if it's chametz, what should one do? So let's start. Moving chametz on Pesach is aser. On Yom Tov, you can't move it because it's muktzah. Even if it's only chametz midrabanan, because anything which is aser b'hana'a is muktzah. On Chol HaMoed, it's also aser to move chametz with your hands because there's a concern that you may come to eat it. However, on Chol HaMoed, it's mutter to move chametz in order to burn it, because since he's actively in the process of going to burn it, we're not concerned that he may come to forget and eat it. Somebody who finds chametz in his home on Yom Tov, it's aser to move it because it's muktzah, and it's also aser to burn it in its place because that's called a havara shelo letzarech hayom. So what should one do? He should cover with a keli until Motzei Yom Tov, and then he should burn it. Parenthetically, it's important to note that nowadays that most people sell their chametz, and they sell any chametz that's in their rishus, there's a discussion amongst the paiskim if he should burn it, like the din of chametz that belongs to him. And is it even mutter to burn it? Because maybe he's stealing and being mazik something that belongs to the guy. Or maybe he should just put a mechitza up in front of the chametz, like the din of a chametz that belongs to a nachri. So if this happens, one should certainly contact their local rabbinic authority. The mechaber holds that even a situation where one was not mevatel his chametz, it is aser for him to be metaltel the chametz. However, many paiskim hold that if someone finds chametz gomer that he was not mevatel, the lava of Bal Yeroya comes and is doiche, pushes away the Isser Muktzah, and therefore one must be zarka l'nahar, thrown into a river, or get rid of it in the bathroom. There are poiskim that are matir, even to burn it, because they hold, this is called tzarech hayayim ktsas, the minhag ha'olam is like the das hamachaber, that even where one was not mevatel l'chametz, we do not burn it on Yom Tov, even through a non-Jew we don't burn it. However, in a place where they do burn it, they should not be mevatel their minhag. Somebody who finds chametz on Chol HaMoed must remove it from his rishus immediately and burn it. There are those that say that Yom Tov Sheni of Chutz La'aretz has the same din as Chol HaMoed, and it's mutter to be mevayer to burn the chametz. L'maisa, if a person was not mevatel the chametz and there's also a kazayis, everybody agrees is over in Bal Yeroa Bal Yematzei, and he certainly could rely on the opinion to be metaltel the chametz and to throw it into the river or get rid of it in the bathroom, because you could combine the opinion of the mekilim that say that even in Yom Tov Rishon, where you're not mevatel chametz, you're allowed to burn it. The chametz of a non-Jew that fell into your rishus, even though there's no iser bal yeroya bal yematzah, because it's not yours, however, it's aser for you to allow it to stay in your property because you may come to eat it. Therefore, on Yom Tov, cover it with a keli. On Chol HaMoed, you must kick it out or get rid of it in some way without using your hands, because we don't want you to come pick it up and eat it. However, on Yom Tov, you cannot do this type of removal, either with your foot or with some kind of stick, because tiltul min atzad is called a tiltul, where the tiltul is letzorech davar ha'aser. Last halacha, I'm not sure how relevant it is today. Someone finds, let's call a pas, in his home on Pesach, and he's not sure whether this is chametz or matzah. In previous generations, where the matzahs were a little bit thicker, and there's a possibility that he couldn't tell whether what you're holding is chametz or matzah. The halacha is that it's mutter even to eat, because we say that recently in the home there was only matzah. He did a bedika, and now there's only matzah, so we can assume there's matzah. Others say that on Pesach itself, where there's an iser karis by eating, when eating chametz, we do not say that you could be mekel, and only after Pesach is a mutter ba'achila. Even if you find this pas in a chor or a guma, it's mutter, because we say we can assume that you checked there properly. However, if you find it in a crevice, which is not nearest lekoil, not everybody could see it, then we're concerned that maybe you didn't do a grubadika there, and maybe it's chametz, and therefore you mechuyev to burn it. Also, if it was very moldy, it looks like it was there from before Pesach, you are also mechuyev to burn it.